possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Raphael Goinecci, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us every week on Thursday, and we appreciate same. Raffi, welcome to the show.
Great to be back, Noel. How are you today?
Doing well. Raffi, let's start off with your Metropolitan Crime Commission Excellence in Law Enforcement Awards Luncheon. We always run out of time, and I want to make sure that we get it in this time. We've tried this, yes. I think, for two successive weeks and failed both times. So let's talk about what you have on the agenda there.
So most of your audience knows that the Metropolitan Crime Commission has been around for 73 years, but we're not a state agency or city agency. We're a private nonprofit organization. So we're supported by private contributions, and our lone public fundraiser during the year is our annual awards luncheon, which this year will be on September the 24th at the Sheraton on Canal Street. And we will recognize law enforcement investigators and prosecutors and agencies that have done some outstanding and remarkable work over the past year. It's sort of the local academy awards for local law enforcement. So there'll be federal, state, and local law enforcement investigators and prosecutors that will be issued our Excellence in Law Enforcement Award, and just hearing the outstanding work that these individuals have done will really be a point of inspiration. I promise anyone that's there is going to feel better having been there and understanding the hard work that these individuals do to protect and serve this community. So, but that isn't the whole lineup. We also have an impressive lineup of guest speakers. So we have from the FBI the new special agent in charge, Jonathan Tapp, who is his second stint in New Orleans and Louisiana. So he's in charge of the FBI throughout the state of Louisiana, and he's going to be giving us a state of the agency address. We also have NOPD Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick doing the same thing with respect to what's on the plate and the future plans for the NOPD. And then we have the Attorney General for the state of Louisiana, Liz Merle, who will also be advising us of all the work and accomplishments of the state agencies that are now embedded in public safety in the city of New Orleans. That includes the Attorney General's office and the Louisiana State Police. So it's a great opportunity to show your support for law enforcement, help the MCC continue to keep the lights on, and continue the important work that we do, and also have, I think, a really entertaining hour-and-a-half session at lunchtime hearing the program that we have planned for you.
And if they're interested in purchasing tickets, they would go where?
MetroCrime.org metrocrime.org, and or you can call the office at 504-524-3148.
And folks, I can tell you this without any hesitation. They are always on time. Rafi runs a very tight ship as it relates to this event. He appreciates people coming, and but he knows that everyone's busy. So you won't be waiting around. They get through it in very quick order, but appropriately so.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. So let's talk about we're still finding out some things about this open felony backlog of cases in Judge Durbigny's section of court.
So, you know, part of what the Metropolitan Crime Commission does is we issue reports on the performance of the criminal justice system. So on April the 15th, we issued a report on the inventories and performance of the Orleans Parish Criminal District Court judges. There are 12 felony sections of court. Each judge was described in detail in our report as to the size of their open inventory, the percentage of their docket over a year old, and the time that it took for a case to close. So we reviewed 3 years worth of court records for the entire court. And what we found was one judge was in a category all by themselves as an outlier, and that was Judge Daryl Durbigny, the judge that presided over Section J in Criminal District Court. So Judge Durbigny, in 2024, his monthly average of open cases was 412 cases. The inventory for the entire court monthly average was 217 cases. So his inventory was nearly twice as large over a 12-month span than his peers on the court. Half of his cases were over a year old compared to 35% of the rest of the court's cases being over a year old. And in January of 2025, his caseload ballooned to 488 cases because in the month of December of 24, Judge Durbigny closed his court to take the month of December off. So the judge with the largest docket decided to turn off the lights and stop presiding over cases for an entire month in the month of December. And his docket that averaged 412 cases went up to 488 cases. By the time that we released this report, Judge Durbigny's docket went from 412 cases in 2024 to 494 cases. So shortly after we released that report and those findings, officials from the Supreme Court made an unannounced visit to criminal court. And shortly after that visit where they met with Judge Durbigny requested a medical leave. So when he was asked to step away from his responsibility of providing over Section J for medical reasons, the Supreme Court on May 12th appointed an ad hoc judge, Judge Calvin Johnson, who's a retired judge from Criminal District Court. And since Judge Durbigny stepped away in May, we've seen his caseload decrease to 430 cases, a reduction of more than 60 cases. These cases, and you know, his caseload didn't go down because there were more prosecutors or defense attorneys. It went down because Judge Johnson showed up for work every day and actually performed the duties that Judge Durbigny was being paid to do. So had we not released that report, Judge Durbigny would likely still be on the bench. I just told you that when we issued that report, his yearly average was 412 cases. By the time that report came out, it had ballooned to 494 cases. And if we hadn't released that information, that inventory in Judge Durbiny's court would still be presided over by him, but it would probably be approaching or exceeding 600 cases by now. So by the Crime Commission documenting his performance and talking about what an outlier he was, A, he's no longer on the bench. B, the Supreme Court exercised their supervisory authority and launched an inquiry. The judge has now retired officially as of August the 1st. So he is no longer being paid to be a judge. He'll be collecting his pension. But he was collecting his pay as a judge and not performing the duties of his office. And that had been the case for quite some time. But because we've documented this, he's no longer on the bench. The docket is going down. And not only did his inventory now begin to decrease with him gone, I took a look at the 4 months that we, after we issued the report. So before we issued the report, the open inventory for the entire court was about 3,160 cases. After our report was released, it went down to 2,822, a decrease of 340 cases. So that's outstanding. But by the same token, the 11 judges of the court reduced the inventory of the court, open inventory, by 11%. But Judge Durbiny's docket actually increased. So, again, showing that, you know, by pulling back the curtain and making this otherwise unavailable information an issue and presenting it to the public and to the powers that be, the court has improved the overall efficiency and administration of justice since our report came out. And Judge Durbiny is no longer on the bench. And we're starting to see the docket begin to move in Section J. There are meetings underway right now between all the criminal justice officials, you know, to determine how to expedite the reduction in Section J's massive open inventory. So you have the district attorney's office and the attorney general's office meeting, but it's not just the prosecutors. It is the criminal defense bar, both public and private. About 85% of all of the defendants are represented by the public defender's office. So just divvying up the cases between the two prosecutors doesn't necessarily achieve the desired results. The entire system has to be scaled and accommodate the efforts to reduce this unwieldy docket. So we're starting to see some progress, and none of this would have started without the Crime Commission documenting what was happening in the court, sharing it with the public and with the Supreme Court, and we're starting to see some improvements already.
So this was almost unheard of, that the Louisiana Supreme Court would step in and do something like this without the benefit of data, real, hard data, one that was shocking to the core. I've heard from a couple of different people that there might be the possibility that they're going to get a little bit more proactive about similar type judges in other district courts around the state. Are you hearing any of that?
So what we do as far as reviewing the open inventories in criminal district court, we've also done that in St. Tammany Parish. We've done that in Jefferson Parish. And we've done it in the Lake Charles area, Calcasieu Parish. And, you know, this is, you know, a private nonprofit organization that does this. If you don't have access to this information, you cannot manage and hold accountable and assess the performance of the criminal justice system. So the state of Louisiana and the Louisiana Supreme Court have been looking to see if they can create a statewide system that would allow for the state to do what the Crime Commission has been doing for the past 20 years in those jurisdictions. So there is an appetite with, you know, the leadership of this state, the Supreme Court, the executive branch of government, the governor, the attorney general, and many of the district attorneys around the state recognize that if it isn't measured, it can't be managed. And the system right now does not allow for any meaningful assessment of the performance and the challenges that are unique to every judicial district in the state. So there are efforts underway and funding being provided to begin to do statewide what the MCC has been doing quietly as a nonprofit in at least four different jurisdictions over the last several years.
Long overdue, right? I mean, we're hearing about similar backup and dockets in other district courts around the state. A couple of the national stories that break every now and again, you see similar things where judges just aren't managing their dockets. And the whole system is beholden to the throughput of the entire criminal justice system, because it all comes back to jail overcrowding. We all have a limited resource of very few jail beds, and you got to maximize the utilization of that limited resource in order to make any gains. And
right. The backlog of cases, Newell, in Section J not just impacts the court, but it also impacts all the other criminal justice system agencies, more particularly the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, because you're looking at 51% of Judge Durbiny's open inventory was over a year old. The violent offenders in Orleans Parish are being housed in the jail. And because of the backlog in Section J, Judge Durbiny was responsible for more pretrial inmates than any of the other judges. We assess the cost to taxpayers of holding in-custody inmates in custody. Judge Durbiny's cost was over $5 million to taxpayers with people waiting in jail to have their cases adjudicated. That doesn't even include the people that were free on bail and all the civilian witnesses and police officers that would come to court repeatedly, costing taxpayers money and making people have to leave work. You know, we're talking about a tremendous financial impact on public safety, and none of this is done in other places of the state. The governor, after we released this report, issued an executive order calling for the Crime Commission to do this in other parts of the state. And we're in some negotiations and discussions right now with another jurisdiction about stepping in while the state is trying to figure out and set up a statewide system. But, you know, this type of information is critically important for a healthy and effective and efficient criminal justice system, because it involves more than just the court, and it involves the entire criminal justice system.
And more importantly, a safe community, for certain. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Rafael Goinecci, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back, folks.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, let's pivot to our next issue, the arrest of NOPD officer Terrence Johnson and his link to prostitutes and a certain prostitute that was linked to a murder case.
Right. So yesterday we had a bombshell dropped on the community. An NOPD officer was arrested by the Louisiana State Police on two counts of prostitution, two counts of malfeasance in office. I'm sorry, three counts of malfeasance in office and two counts of first-degree injuring of public records. So those allegations against a police officer are always disturbing. What was even more surprising was that Johnson's arrest stemmed from the investigation that was initiated by the Kenner Police Department into the February the 5th death of the Kansas City sports reporter that was in town covering the Super Bowl, Adam Manzano. So the authorities quickly determined that Manzano was last seen alive in the French Quarter, leaving the area with a person of interest that was identified as Danette Colbert, a known prostitute, someone that has extensive convictions for fraud and drugging people and prostitution. So the Kenner officials, Kenner Police Department, that took charge of this investigation, because Mr. Manzano's death occurred at a Kenner hotel, determined that the suspect in this case, Danette Colbert, was seen entering and leaving Mr. Manzano's room at that Kenner hotel. The Kenner officials went out and got a search warrant, first got an arrest warrant for her, and then obtained a search warrant for her phones that were discovered at her home in Slidell. Once they searched her home, discovered those phones, they got additional warrants to open her phones. And by opening those phones, they developed additional evidence that was in part developed by the Louisiana State Police and their digital crime lab, where they analyzed some of the messages that Danette Colbert was sending to her associates that were involved in this rather sophisticated robbery and fraud ring that was involved in it. One of the unexpected twists in this is some of the phone number, or one of the phone numbers that was a frequent text messenger involved with Danette Colbert was someone called T.J. Popo. T.J. Popo ended up being police officer Terrence Johnson. So Terrence Johnson, known to Danette as T.J. Popo, police officer, as the state police began to unfold and review the messages between Colbert and Johnson, discovered that, A, he was a police officer, B, that their association goes back to at least 2022. They document in the cell phone records that were opened and obtained pursuant to search warrants that Colbert, when she was looking for targets in the French Quarter, would text back and forth with the police officer, Terrence Johnson. And one of the messages recounted in the warrant from Johnson to Colbert is, don't talk to him. He might be an undercover Fed. And that was in October of 2022. In December of 2024, there was another text message between the two of them referenced in the arrest warrant, where Colbert was talking about her friend was providing her with information about what the foot traffic was like in the French Quarter, saying that her friend Popo told me not to waste my time coming down on December the 23rd because there weren't a lot of people down there. There was another text message referenced in there where Colbert texted Officer Johnson saying, I need you to check up on someone for me. So that type of information enabled the state police to involve the New Orleans Police Department. That investigation was also supplemented and aided by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office because Jefferson had obtained a conviction against Colbert for the same type of activity a few years before. So you've got the Kenner Police Department, the Louisiana State Police, the New Orleans Police Department, the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, and the FBI now, all involved in this investigation that was initiated based on the death of this reporter. And it comes to find out that Colbert was part of a sophisticated network that would target tourists, drug them, take them back to their rooms, and not just take their watches and their wallets. They would get their PIN numbers for their credit cards and bank accounts. They would siphon out tens of thousands, in some instances, six figures from people's retirement accounts and savings accounts. And they would drug their targets to enable them to get all this information. In many instances, they needed to access their victims' phones. So they just couldn't pick their pockets and take their wallets. they needed to open up their phones, and many of the phones use fingerprint or photographs. So they wanted to drug their targets so they would have access to their fingerprints to open their phones or use their photograph for facial identification to get access to the confidential information that many people store in their phones. And this nine-page arrest warrant documents how a New Orleans police officer, at least since 2022, was engaging in having sex with a prostitute, a known prostitute, convicted felon, while he was on the clock for the police department, leaving his assignment. There was a second witness that was identified by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office that confirmed that in 2021, Officer Johnson contacted this prostitute that is now cooperating with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, and she disclosed that she drove to the French Quarter, and Officer Johnson, while in uniform and on duty, had sex with her that he paid her for. So this is a sordid, tragic betrayal of the public's trust. And nobody is more upset about, as disgusted as the public is, nobody is more disgusted about this and angered about this than the men and women of the New Orleans Police Department that up until yesterday had no idea that one of their members was involved in this type of criminal activity. So the fact that he is no longer on the streets is the beginning of the healing that's necessary. The damage that was done remains to be seen in this and other cases. The investigation, I'm sure, is ongoing. But the police department and the people of the city of New Orleans are better off today now that Officer Johnson has been removed from the streets. And the process now begins to fire him from the department. He has his due process rights. He's no longer on the streets and cannot compromise the work of the police department as it's been alleged that he has done. And, you know, this is, you know, a black eye and an embarrassment to the police department. But the police department played a role in helping to document and dig out the information that resulted in his arrest. So the only good that can come from this is removing somebody that had violated his oath of office. And the police department was part of that investigative team that was able to document criminal wrongdoing that resulted in his arrest yesterday.
You know, one of the interesting things that kind of would have bothered me if, and I've had similar circumstances, not, you know, with the prostitute thing, but officers saying they were somewhere when they were actually somewhere else, right? And, I don't know how many cameras they have in the city, LPR cameras, but it'd be nice to have them check that. You know, when you have an officer that's in New Orleans East and supposed to be working in the French Quarter, how can you disappear for such a long period of time and nobody else knows it? You know,
I don't have the answer to that. You know, so one of the prostitution dates. Actually, the prostitute drove to the French Quarter and parked their car in the French Quarter. So he was in the quarter, in the 8th District. And, you know, he got into the prostitute's car and had sex with her, paid her, while wearing his uniform. So, you know, again, I can't speak to how it wasn't discovered. But, you know, there was another incident, I think, where
he was allegedly in New Orleans East.
He was supposed to be working with a hairdresser that was involved in maybe helping Colbert use credit cards that had been stolen from their victims and allowing for and authorizing purchases through that business. So I
imagine there's going to be an internal investigation with a parallel criminal investigation to see whether or not any other folks violated any internal procedures, I would imagine. And I understand that in this particular case of this officer, he will be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office. That's correct.
Right, because this arrest was made by the Louisiana State Police.
Louisiana State Police, yeah.
You know, so right. Under the agreement that the Attorney General's office has with the District Attorney's office, the Attorney General prosecutes the arrests that are made by the Louisiana State Police in Orleans Parish.
All right, got to get to a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, we continue to have some revelations about this document retention catastrophe that occurred with the clerk's office in coordination with a city agency. What's the latest?
All right. So, you know, this information surfaced a few weeks ago, and the clerk of criminal court, Darren Lombard, one of his employees, went to the city site that was storing some of the old court records that had been removed from the courthouse after it flooded during Katrina. Some of their old files were stored at warehouses supplied by the city of New Orleans. So sometime in late July, One of the clerk's employees went to go retrieve a record. And when they went to the city property that was housing their their records, they discovered that their records were no longer there. So they immediately began to try and find out where the records were, and their investigation determined that the City Department of Public Works made a unilateral decision to dispose of those records without consulting the clerk's office, without notifying the clerk's office, and the clerk immediately issued a press release to the city calling for an investigation and wanted a full, transparent review of how those records were disposed of. They learned that those records had been disposed of at a city landfill. The clerk's office brought an excavator to the landfill to begin to try and locate those disposed of records. They recovered what they estimate to be about 75% of the records. And they are now in the process of trying to determine what other records were not recovered. So there is an inventory of records that have been housed in the city's facilities. And it's not unusual to house old records like this. And these records go back to the 1960s, off-site. So the clerk's office has, you know, limited storage facilities. So these records have been put there not by this clerk, but by his predecessor in office after Katrina.
How long has this clerk been in office? Do we know?
This clerk?
Yes.
I believe since 2022. Maybe it was 2021.
So recently elected. So this goes back to the previous clerk and maybe even one before
Arthur
that.
Murrah.
I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, what we're finding out now is that, you know, there is an administrative investigation going on within the city of New Orleans trying to determine who is responsible for ordering those records to be destroyed and removed from that storage facility. And the Attorney General's office is now calling for an investigation, and that was echoed by Governor Landry last Friday, where he's called upon the state police to conduct a full investigation into this incident. So we're awaiting what the outcome of that investigation is. The clerk's office is cooperating. I assume that the city administration will cooperate, but what's most important is trying to determine how this occurred to make sure that those that made this decision, A, are held accountable, and B, reduce the potential of something like this happening in the future. So this is again, the left hand not knowing what the right hand was doing. It was obvious that these were court records, and for some unexplained reason that we will probably know the answer to at some point in time when these investigations are completed, but we don't know right now. The decision was made not by the clerk's office, but by the city of New Orleans to destroy these records that are important and may jeopardize some convictions that were obtained years ago.
Can't make this up. Unbelievable. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight, and you and your staff's hard work on pulling all of this incredible data together on so many different fronts. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back, folks. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, there's a former NFL defensive back, Jack Brewer, and he was on Fox News last night, and he said that parents need to start beating their kids in school. And we'll talk more about that coming up. Does that need to come back?
Yep. All righty. Scoot's headed your way. Stay tuned. Have a great Thursday evening.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.